After a week of silence, Cuba's communist government confirms it has convicted and jailed scores of human rights activists and opposition journalists. An official statement accused them of being mercenaries of the United States. Many of the dissidents had attended meetings at the residence of the top U.S. diplomat in Havana, part of an effort by the Bush administration to effect political change in Cuba. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Since taking charge of the U.S. interest section in Havana last September, career diplomat James Kaysen has carried out the White House's increasingly hardline policy against the Castro regime. He has visited dissidents in their homes and continued the distribution of books and shortwave radios to the Cuban people. In his boldest move, he allowed independent journalists to hold a training session in his residence. State Department spokesman Kevin Whitaker says that's normal U.S. policy.
Our policy, and this has been consistent U.S. government policy, is to encourage a rapid, peaceful transition to democracy. And the way that we do that is by providing informational materials to truly independent exponents of civil society. We do this in Cuba, we do this in Honduras, and we do this in dozens of other countries around the world. So I reject the Cuban notion that this is provocation. This is U.S. policy.
Elizardo Sanchez is a leading Cuban human rights activist from Havana and one of a handful of top dissidents who remains free. He has met with Kaysen on a few occasions, but says Cuba is using the U.S. diplomatic offensive as an excuse to go after opponents. What the government is saying about Kaysen and other American diplomats is just a pretext, Sanchez says, because if they were really guilty, he adds, they would have been thrown out of the country by now. The Cuban government hasn't done that. Rather, it has taken action against us dissidents, he says, whom it views as a problem. Over the last several years, Castro had been granting activists a bit more freedom than in past eras, in the hope, some say, of winning concessions from the U.S., where public opinion increasingly favors easing the economic sanctions against Cuba. Wayne Smith is a Cuba analyst and was the interest section chief under President Jimmy Carter in the late 1970s. He says Castro may have tired of waiting as the U.S. pushes to isolate the island via more funding for democracy projects and the enforcement of a travel ban to the island.
I think there was a sense that the more tolerant policy wasn't winning anything. And this is in some ways speculation on my part, the ball game changed as of our invasion of Iraq and our announcement of our policy of preemptive strikes. In other words, their take is that the United States now doesn't care what the international community thinks. If it decides that a country is some kind of a threat to it, then it'll go after it. So there may be a certain sense on the part of the Cubans that they might be next.
Foreign journalists have been barred from the dissident summary trials, which have been condemned by international rights and press groups. More than half of the roughly 78 people charged have now been sentenced, receiving from 6 to 28 years in jail. Despite the crackdown, activist Sanchez says dissidents will continue fighting for more freedom of expression and assembly.
A pesar de que el golpe ha sido muy duro, todas las agrupaciones se están reorganizando.
Despite this blow, the groups are reorganizing, he says. There are now thousands of us. The movement was not organized or created by Washington, he adds, but rather by the current situation of poverty and economic crisis here, of discontent and of violations of civil rights. Each day, there'll be more dissidents in Cuba, he says. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.